mean, speeches and stuff in it? Because I thought David was, but I wanted to double check. He's awesome. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for coming tonight. My name is Rouge Ahmedi. I'm an ASU member and also contribute to Unionists for Palestine in Victoria. As always, I want to acknowledge the lands in which we're meeting tonight. These are unceded sovereign First Nations lands, and I want to pay my respects to the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung and Bunwurrung peoples of the Kulin Nation. I want to pay my respects to elders past and present, and I think situating yourself on sovereign lands, it's always really important to name who you are and how you've come onto these lands. I'm a former refugee from Iraq, I'm Kurdish, and so I was impacted by colonization, but I'm also now a beneficiary of colonization, and so it is my duty to continue to work in solidarity with First Nations people across all First Nations land on this continent. I'm just having a few problems with this microphone, so I just want to, there we go. And I think that there are parallels to what happens to First Nations people here and First Nations Palestinians across the occupied territories. The imprisonment, the displacement, the genocide, it's ongoing. It's an ongoing project, and so we continue to weave those thoughts and link those ideas, link those kind of existences, and understand our liberations are intertwined. And so we continue to do this work knowing that all of our liberations are tied together. I always also want to start these conversations by situating us on what's happening in Palestine and what's the latest news coming out of the occupied territories. So after weeks of bombardment, 1.4 million Palestinians, half of them children, are stuck in Rafah. They're trapped as Israeli tanks roll through over Gaza's border with Egypt. The UN says Israel is denying access to the southern Gaza Strip through the Rafah crossing, as aid groups warn of impending catastrophe. So UNICEF's executive director, Catherine Russell, said Rafah is now a city of children who have nowhere safe to go in Gaza. 520 bodies have been recovered from mass graves outside Al-Shifa Hospital after Israeli occupying forces violently invaded the hospital. What should have been a safe haven for those who were sick and harmed due to the ongoing genocide. There are verified reports of bodies of health workers still in scrubs, dismembered bodies, patients still with IV drips attached. The Human Rights Watch is reporting that Israeli occupying forces are killing Palestinians with impunity in the West Bank, which is intensifying the ongoing violence led by settlers. And they're kidnapping Palestinian kids, women, and men, and placing them under administrative detention, and that's ongoing as well. 45,000 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza, thousands more unaccounted for. They've been killed over the last 7 months, and 70% of them are women and children. I don't want to characterize Palestinians as passive victims in this conversation, because they are our leaders in this movement. And we're standing behind them and on the shoulders of giants over 75 years of resistance. They continue to resist occupation, displacement, genocide, and erasure by any means necessary, and we stand behind them as they do that, as is their right for anyone on this earth. So tonight is talking about a moment that we can really unite behind, which is a national coordinated rallies across every port across the country. This was an idea that was launched by the Palestine Justice Movement in Sydney, Free Palestine Melbourne, here in Nam, Tasmanian Palestine Network, and Australian Friends of Palestine. And they've called for these mass demonstrations because there has been a lot of activity across our ports. And Those activities have had ranging levels of success, but what we really want to do is build the political and worker power to really emphasize that we need a broad church, national and coordinated movement to really put the political pressure. Because if our governments won't act to end genocide, then the average person, you and me, and workers working in solidarity will. The demands for the demonstration on 25 May are shipping companies operating in all Australian ports to declare any trade or cargo with apartheid Israel, imposing an arms embargo and trade sanctions on the state of Israel, and state governments to withdraw the charges against the Maritime Union and other union officials and activists advocating for a ceasefire and an end to the genocide in Gaza. There's particular emphasis about fighting and pushing up against undemocratic protest laws that you see in New South Wales, and that the Victorian Police Commission and various other political figures have been pushing for in Victoria. So there's a greater emphasis about what that means for our movements across the union movement, but also broader activist spaces as well. I really want to acknowledge CFMEU's statement, which was signed by national and state branch secretaries. They're calling on the Australian government to immediately ban any military cooperation with Israel, that Australia should not supply any parts. And while the production and supply of weapons parts are very secretive, they're released under military berths, and so we kind of don't have any way of monitoring them. A lot of unionists and activists across the country have been doing incredible work to research and uncover these links and ties to Israel, particularly the parts that are developed in Victoria to build the F-35 fighter jets that are being used to kill Palestinians right now in Gaza. And they also have called for taking active steps to change the economic circumstances that facilitate genocide. All of this is part of the boycott, divestment, and sanction, an ongoing campaign that learned a lot from the push and fight against South African apartheid. And so we have learned from that particular case, and we're applying the same sort of tactics and strategies to end the economic and military ties that uphold the occupation of Palestine. There's a lot of workplace organizing happening, and that means people actually getting together and having the conversations with their workmates and talking about not only a free Palestine, but also like how to join together and find common ground and build community. We don't have to agree on everything, but we can agree on the basic tenets of, which is essentially, we can't stand for genocide. We can't stand for weapons being tested on Palestinians and then used on other Indigenous and marginalized people around the world. We're very interconnected in terms of this liberation movement. There's been lots of actions being taken at the ports by various groups, and what we want to do is build a moment on the 25th of May, a national moment, a broad church moment, really showing the political power. So we really need to get as many people out there. And we want to emphasize, and because we're directing the Free Palestine Sunday rallies to the Saturday on the 25th of May, we want to emphasize that this is a welcome space for anyone of all ages, of all creeds, of all backgrounds. It is a way for us to kind of welcome anyone from across the community who is standing up against the genocide and the occupation of Palestine. Last week, we had a national briefing featuring Chrissy Kane, who's here with us tonight, but also Paul Keating from the Sydney branch of the MUA, Brett Larkin, Paul Gallagher, and also great MUA members and delegates like Angie Moore from Newcastle. And they all emphasize backing in Palestinians and the Palestinian liberation movement and really supporting this call for the rallies across all these ports. And so what we've been doing in Unionists for Palestine over the last few months is building towards this strategy, towards this call, this national call. And that means the grunt work of organizing, postering, recruiting, talking to wharfies, talking to our own workmates. We want to organize buses on that Saturday and get people, as many people as possible, making sure it's accessible as possible. The parking's really bad near the port. Banner painting, and also very importantly, getting endorsements from your schools, from your organizations, from your community legal centers, your non-for-profits, your political parties, all of them, really emphasizing the